You're listening to Portuguese Basic Tips, episode number 28. And welcome to Portuguese Basic Tips number 28. I am Marcos Salles, and today I have two tips for you. The first one is that you should try to listen to the episodes of Todo Mundo Pod, our entirely in Portuguese podcast. I am very happy with the increased number of downloads there. This means that there are more and more people struggling to speak Portuguese well, and I have seen many results with the amount of emails I get. The second has to do with our transcripts. When you become a member of this website, you get access to all our transcripts. This will help you to understand Portuguese in both podcasts we produce, besides helping us to keep this website online. Visit todomundopod.com. Well, on today's episode, we'll finish our topic about future tense in Portuguese. And guess what? I left the icing on the cake to the end. I mean, if you listened to our previous episodes about verbs in Portuguese, you won't have much trouble to understand this one here. Do you remember I said that we also have a way to indicate future tense by using an auxiliary verb in Portuguese? Well, that's right. Much like the English language, in Portuguese, you could use the verb ir in the present tense followed by the main verb in the infinitive form.
Marcos, you said it would be easy.
And it is, Daniel. Let me put that in another way. Last episodes, I tried to explain how to indicate future tense in Portuguese. So, for example, if you want to say, I will make it, I said that you should say in Portuguese, eu farei isso, right? But you can simply say, eu vou fazer isso. Note that the verb fazer remains in the present tense. We didn't have to change it. We just had to add the verb ir to indicate future tense in Portuguese.
Oh, now I got it. It's pretty much as we do in English. But what's the difference between the two Portuguese ways?
Well, that's not a rule, but the main difference is that we normally add the verb ir in daily conversations in Brazil, and we use the other one in written language, but both can mean the same, and both are correct. Plus, I think that using the auxiliary verb ir is easier than using the other way, because of the irregular verbs. In this case, we don't have to modify them, so that all Portuguese verbs will remain unchangeable. Let's take the examples we used last episode with the irregular verbs. You see the difference. Fazer verb, to make. Eu vou fazer. I will make. Você vai fazer. You will make. Ele ou ela vai fazer. He or she will make. A gente vai fazer. We will make. Nós vamos fazer. Again, we will make. Vocês vão fazer. You will make. Eles ou elas vão fazer. They will make. Did you see? We don't need to say eu farei or nós faremos or something like that. You combine the verb ir in the present tense and the main verb keeps in the infinitive form. Let's try trazer verb, to bring, the same we used in our previous episode. Eu vou trazer. I will bring. Você vai trazer. You will bring. Ele ou ela vai trazer. He or she will bring. A gente vai trazer. We will bring. Nós vamos trazer. We will bring. Vocês vão trazer. You will bring. Eles ou elas vão trazer. They will bring. And to finish this, let's combine a regular verb in Portuguese using ir as auxiliary verb. Well, let's take falar verb, to speak. Eu vou falar. I will speak. Você vai falar. You will speak. Ele ou ela vai falar. He or she will speak. A gente vai falar. We will speak. Nós vamos falar. Again, we will speak. Vocês vão falar. You will speak. Eles ou elas vão falar. They will speak. This is the end of the podcast number 28. I hope you liked it. If you have a question, send an email to contato@todomundopod.com. You can try to do it in Portuguese to improve your writing skills. Remember, you don't need to be perfect because you don't have this obligation. See you next time. Thanks.